Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox, right here on ESPN 93.5.
You're listening to WXJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Omarosa keeps going after the president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
Omarosa Manigault Newman tells NBC she heard the president use a racial slur on a tape.
Donald Trump made her. I mean, what kind of ingratitude is this?
And the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox she might have violated national security regulations, secretly recording her firing from the White House, where Fox's John Decker's live.
Omarosa Manigault Newman on NBC's Meet the Press playing unverified audio. She said she secretly recorded in the Situation Room of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly firing her.
I think it's important to understand that if we make this a friendly departure, we can all be, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation.
Manigault Newman this morning on the Today Show played another audio recording that she says is President Trump the day after, expressing surprise that she'd been fired from his administration. Dave?
John, they were shouting, they were chanting, but they weren't brawling like last year when things turned violent and deadly in Charlottesville, Virginia. These demonstrations in Washington near the White House yesterday had counter-protesters far outnumbering the few dozen white nationalists who showed up, and there was only one arrest. Days after a worker took a cargo plane on a joyride at SeaTac Airport in Washington State, then crashed and died. Investigators have the flight recorder, hoping Richard Russell said anything to help them understand why.
The big unknown right now is how the ground worker was able to take off and fly the plane for as long as he did. We know he used a tractor to push back the plane before takeoff. Investigators say he had passed all background checks and was fully credentialed to be in that secured area.
Fox's Jeff Paul near the crash site. A small plane crashed into a house early this morning in Payson, Utah. The pilot was killed, but the two people inside the home were not even injured. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
There's going to be another summit on the Korean border as the North Koreans keep producing nuclear fuel and reportedly make missiles amid the U.S. push to get them to give up their nuclear weapons.
South Korea's unification minister saying President Moon Jae-in will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month in the North Korean capital Pyongyang, the first time a South Korean leader has visited that city in more than a decade. A precise date hasn't been given. It would be the third meeting between the leaders in 6 months. And experts say President Moon may be hoping to act as mediator, with diplomatic tensions resurfacing between North Korea and the United States. Simon Owen, Fox News.
In Afghanistan, it's the fourth day of a battle in the provincial capital under Taliban attack. Afghan officials now report about 100 police officers and soldiers have been killed, along with at least 20 civilians. There are two reports this morning that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill, hospitalized in Detroit. Both reports cite family members that the 76-year-old Franklin announced last year she'd be retiring and had canceled the last two scheduled concerts she had back in March over health concerns. It's Elvis Week in Memphis, nearly 40 years after that famed singer died.
Come to Memphis in the middle of August, and you can't help running into an Elvis fan or 20. They come from around the world, and many of the ones I've already talked to say it's a family affair.
This started a long time ago with my sister and I, because I had not been been to Graceland since 1967.
Rhonda from Michigan told me Elvis Week is a tradition.
I have pictures, the old Polaroid camera of me and my brother sitting next to the lions.
Big events scheduled this week include fan receptions, the candlelight vigil, and the 50th anniversary of the 68 comeback special. In Memphis, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly now before the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Middletown Prairie Elementary School in Mahomet has opened. WCIA says the new building houses 750 preschoolers through second graders. It's been in the works for 7 years. Traffic on I-57 northbound was stopped for about a half hour on Saturday because of a rollover accident. This was near milepost 227. A tire blew out in a Ford Excursion, and the driver lost control of the vehicle. If you suddenly had a major medical bill or your car broke down, would you have the money to fix it? A new report says the majority of Americans are not saving enough money for a major surprise expense. CIT Bank says more than one in four U.S. consumers do not save enough for unexpected events like a health expense or a home repair. Another quarter of consumers report saving less than 5% of their monthly household income for emergencies. USA Today says nearly half of American households were faced with emergency expenses in the last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Up to 87, Stevie. 63-hour low this evening. Partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, too, with a high 86, low 68. The chance of rain comes our way late on Tuesday and stays with us through Friday morning at this point as we get up to around 80 and down into the mid-60s as the week continues. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
So you had Omarosa taping John Kelly, chief of staff, about her firing. Quality is quite impressive. I will play that a little later this hour. You can't tape people. That's not legal. And yet it's being played everywhere. And what about breaking the law on her part? And I can't believe the quality, frankly. It's almost like, okay, Chief of Staff Kelly, would you lean over and speak into my purse a little clearer?
Yeah.
It's pretty dang impressive, actually. I'll play a clip of that a little later on here this hour. Okay, 8:07, I'm reporting to jury duty coming up. It's our civic duty. I know it's just one of those, I don't have time. Everybody says the same thing. Reaction is, so is everybody else. So, just hunker down and get her done. It's an honor to serve in the greatest justice system on earth. Zach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Is it Burrow?
Yes, it is. Burrow.
Okay. Burrow. Okay, founder of Wander Rift, Zach Burrow. I got better questions this time around. Had you on a couple weeks ago. And I'm into travel, so have a travel company and stuff. Anyway, so I pay you $500 a month. I want to get this right. I pay you $500 a month, right?
Yeah.
I get 5 tokens on domestic and use 2 of my tokens. I can go one way to Australia.
4 tokens, domestic, and then 2 international. Yes, sir.
How many domestic? 1?
2, one way, two for international, one way, one,
gotcha.
Domestic.
Okay. So I go to LA and back. It cost me 2 of my 5 tokens.
Yeah.
And this is on which airlines?
We have all major carriers. So I will say specifically, we do not have Spirit.
Okay. That gives you more credibility. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Spirit fan.
Yeah.
That is called.
I'm not either.
Everybody, get on the bus. It's okay. There's no room, and we might have a few shoving incidents, but it's okay.
You got it.
Okay. This obviously, I'm just trying to figure out how it works. I'm going to be bumped if you got another paying customer or not.
Oh, no. So it's all subject to availability. From our tests and everything, when you search for a flight, we have a 93% success rate that your search will come up successful. But you are not on standby. When you get that ticket and use a token, you are guaranteed a seat.
Okay.
And that is your seat.
All right. So, bam, just refuted that one. How many people are you – I mean, this is really new, is it not?
We launched two Wednesdays ago. So we're very new, but we've been testing the last couple months, and yeah, we're new, but it's exciting.
How is the airline I just don't get it. I just don't understand the math. So you have bought a block of tickets but you don't know where you're going, you don't know the availability. So say there's four seats left, which normally the tickets would be higher if there's four seats left. I can still get on one of those for a token.
Yes, sir. We've identified, our team, we got a really special team, and we've identified, a tactic that Kayak and TripAdvisor and a lot of the other companies haven't exploited yet. And, we've been very fortunate that we found an interesting kind of way to get in, and that's kind of the secret sauce.
Yeah, but what if they know what you're doing, you get enough exposure, national news picks it up, and they change the secret sauce and they close the window?
Well, no, it's just something that they haven't figured out. But, the window it's not about a closing window. It's just something we've identified. The airlines kind of understand it, and it's an interesting tactic. And really, in reality, we want Kayak and TripAdvisor to take up this model. Our whole goal is to go away with dynamic pricing and make airline travel subscription-based.
Well, you never want to necessarily, if you can help it, fly on a Friday, come home on a Sunday, right? There's tricks of the trade. Monday, Tuesday are better than Sunday.
Yeah, and that's what we want to change, right? If you want to go, we want to get you there at a good rate. That's the whole goal, and that's how airline travel should be. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, the airline industry is famous for having, tricks where you book on Tuesday morning at 2 a.m. or you have to get a VPN for your private browser, all that stuff. And that's not the way you're supposed to book flights.
All right.
We're trying to change that.
It's really, would an airline, like would American Airlines say, oh boy, Wander Rift just got five of my seats, would they be happy?
So that's the thing, is it's kind of a catch-22. Would you rather have, a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush, right? So, the airlines do like that, last minute they know that there's just another opportunity that they're going to get, a customer on that plane, right? As opposed to rolling the dice and, maybe they fill one of that five, but they get a higher rate as opposed to, filling four of the five. So it's just kind of and we're in an interesting spot because these airlines are struggling. Only two airlines made a profit last year. And, so we're kind of in an interesting spot in terms of leverage.
All right. How'd you think of this, bud?
I was sitting in my dorm room and came up with the idea, dropped out of school and raised the cash and moved to Dallas.
Loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly.
Uh-huh.
This is good. It's a good entrepreneurial story. Okay, Zach, how do people find you and explore this new idea?
Just check out our website, wanderift.com, wanderift.com. And we got all the information on there. You can check us out and feel free to, our phone number's on there. Feel free to give us a call and we'll answer any questions.
All right. Well, listen, good luck to you. I love innovation.
Hey, thanks for having me on and we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Zach Burrow. So you gave him $500 a month. You have to travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He had five tokens, takes one token to get to LA and one token to get back. But if you gave him $500, that'd probably be a $500 ticket right there.
That's right. And you still have a few more you can use.
Yeah, three more to go, but you got to be traveling.
And two for international.
Yeah, I can go to Australia and back on four, two and two. But, and that, that ticket's going to be $2,000.
Right.
So that's obviously I don't get it. How does that work? You can't get it for that cheap. No matter when you go,
they have a bunch of people doing it.
But still,
you've
still
got
giving
a
up
bunch of travel.
You're giving up you go anywhere to, like from Dallas to Sydney, Australia, 17 hours, go look at online, best case, 7 months ahead, maybe $1,400 round trip. So why wouldn't you buy tokens for $500 for the month and get five of them? That's what I don't quite trust yet. Maybe. sports headlines coming up. I want you to be part of this. 2 weeks from this last Saturday, or a week from this Saturday, we're having a send-off for Grace for Miss America. But you got to buy your tickets this week. And we really want you to go.
It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th at missillinois.org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian. Coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at missillinois.org. Buy yours today, and we'll see you there. I will give away some tickets beginning tomorrow if you'd like, but it is a fundraiser, and it will be fun. Chancellor Richard Jones will be there to speak a little bit about Grace. We're honored that he and his wife have time. But the Chancellor of the University of Illinois will be at this as well a week from this coming Saturday. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines with Diane Ducey.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Kansas City. That makes it their fifth straight win. 8-2 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And in Kansas City yesterday, the Cardinals were down 2-1 until a three-run seventh. They're in at the corners, back in the middle infield, and the 1-0 pitch to Wisdom is hit towards center field, base hit. The Cardinals are going to tie it at least. One run scores, and we are indeed tied. Patrick Wisdom, his first RBI as a major leaguer, and we are tied at 2 in Kansas City. Molina, sitting on 57 RBIs, hits that ball in the center field, base hit. One run's going to score. Here comes Wisdom. He'll score, and the Cardinals take the lead 4-2. Yadier Molina delivers.
Added another run in the eighth. Paul DeYoung hit a two-run homer and a three-run ninth.
DeYoung swings and hits it deep. It's long gone to left field. Way out of here as he sailed that one toward the Royals Hall of Fame in left field. A two-run homer for Paul DeYoung and a three-run ninth inning.
And the Cardinals swept the Royals 8-2.
Cardinals scored late and often, three runs in the seventh, three more in the ninth, en route to the 8-2 victory. A good start for Tyson Ross. He had an emergency start because Luke Weaver couldn't make it, and the Cardinals bullpen did another nice job.
Tyson Ross went to 7-9 with the win. Jason Hamill relieved Jacob Junis. Junis gave up only one run over six innings of work, but the bullpen could not hold the Cardinals.
Junis was tough, but the Cardinals offense didn't give up.
Now the Cardinals come home with a 7-2 road trip. They've won 12 out of the last 16, and it's going to be right-hander Miles Michaelis, the All-Star, going for his 13th win tonight against the Washington Nationals at Busch Stadium. 7:10 game time. We're on the air at 6:15.
And the Washington Nationals were beat by the Chicago Cubs at the end of the game. David Bodie's bat.
2-2 on David Bodie, trying to come through. And the pitch on the way. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Tanner. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ball game. Can you believe it?
No, they were down to their last strike on a couple of occasions. I mean, it was just so unlikely. An error, and then a hit batter, and then a hit batter. That's how the Cubs loaded it. Max Scherzer had an unbelievable game, had shut out the powerful Cubs, and then that happens in the ninth. And now Nationals come to St. Louis, hopefully to lose again. But the Nationals are a good baseball team, and they got healthy. They got their people kind of back in the lineup, so they're much better than they were. A stinging loss for the Washington Nationals. With former Cub assistant manager Dave Martinez is their head manager now.
Take that.
Yeah.
Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 9-7. White Sox are at Detroit to take on the Tigers. And golf, Brooks Koepka on top of the leaderboard in St. Louis. He's 28. Finishing second was Tiger Woods.
And it was Tiger. It was him. It was the old Tiger. It was, well, he couldn't keep the drive straight the first nine, but it was amazing how he was scoring. And it was fun to watch. And I want to see the ratings, because when Tiger is moving, the TV numbers just go crazy. Here's Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 87, down to 63, 86 the high tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions, down to 68, 80 the high on Wednesday, down to 67 with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms that carries into Thursday and maybe in the early morning Friday's forecast. Right now the temperature is at 68, ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Monday. It's August 13. ESPN 93.5. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
Business Network. Shares of German drug company Bayer are plunging after a ruling against Monsanto. Bayer recently merged with Monsanto. A jury in California ordered Monsanto to pay more than $289 million in a lawsuit over whether exposure of its weed killers Roundup and Ranger Pro caused cancer. There are approximately 5,000 similar lawsuits. Monsanto's appealing and says many studies have cleared the chemicals for use. VF, the company that manufactures multiple jeans brands, The North Face and Timberland, is spinning off part of the business. VF says Wrangler and Lee will become a separate publicly traded company. VF will include Vans, The North Face, Timberland, and other brands. VF is moving its headquarters from North Carolina to Denver. The Dow lost 196 on Friday.
All right, ESPN 93.5. So I'm going to the courthouse. I guess I leave my phone here. That's the weird part. No electronic devices are allowed in the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
Why again?
So that you don't record what's happening or take a picture?
Well, but why don't we have to drop our phones in a basket when we go in to be questioned?
Right.
Or if you're on a
security deposit box.
Well, there's all kinds of places that you have to drop a phone in and you can't use it. But, I mean, if we're sitting in a room, what do I do?
I know.
I mean, no, really. Do I start a conversation? Do I actually make eye contact? It's going to be awkward.
I've been out and about a lot this weekend, and when Mike and I were driving by Hessel Park, we saw everybody in the park looking at their phones. Everybody. And then it seemed like different congregations of different students coming in and, you know, different pockets on campus or whatever. Everybody looking at their phone.
Have you seen when Tiger hit it crooked yesterday? And there was plenty of times where he hit it crooked yesterday and shot an amazing 64, which is stunning. Everybody in the crowd. Everybody in the crowd was videoing his swing. Everybody had the phone on, and people that couldn't see just held it up high.
Yeah.
It is remarkable. Back in the day when the phones used to make little noises when you clicked.
Right.
Now they don't.
Now they don't.
So you can have a golf tournament because you used to have to drop in the basket.
Right.
You couldn't take a phone in because of that. All the click, 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 click. It just was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just going to be different. So you go in there and you kind of, you need to bring something to read some sort of a book.
Yeah.
A book? What? Like pages?
Or do you just kind of do a study and...
We live in a time when we have to get 14 things done every minute. So how am I going to do that? I don't have my phone.
Well, your hands are going to be twitching. Your leg's going to be moving.
I mean, if you quit smoking, don't you eat carrots? Can I bring carrots into the...
I guess.
Right. How are you? Close your mouth. All right, 359-2255. Anybody serve recently?
Right, and what do you do in the downtime?
I don't know.
I
mean, to look up and actually see people? I mean, if... Weird.
Yeah.
Talk. Talking. I'm sorry. 359-2255. You want to text in any thoughts? I'll get a glimpse of what it's just like and let you know. But I'm all fired up because of Elizabeth Warren, what she said. And I'll tell you about that coming up next. Fox Next, local news, Jamie Monticelli, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:28.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Hi, this is Shane Morrison, owner and operator of Rosati's Pizza here in Urbana, Illinois. Customers come back because of radio. It's not just building customers, it's also keeping customers. And radio has helped me do just that. When it comes to food, I want people to think of Rosati's all the time. And that happens because of radio. I work with Josh Laskowski, who always has my best interests in mind and always provides me with awesome outside-the-box ideas. If you're thinking about marketing your business, don't hesitate. Call Josh Laskowski and the CBJ Broadcasting team so they can help you get the results just like they've done for me.
Call me and let's chat about how radio can help your business at 217-239-4646. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
call Max 217-359.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls her wacky.
There's a lot of very corrupt things that are happening in the White House, and I am going to blow the whistle on a lot of this.
Former White House advisor Omarosa Manigault-Newman has now released two secretly recorded tapes, one of her getting fired by President Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, then this morning on the Today Show, of the president on the phone with her expressing surprise about the firing. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says about the tapes,
she's certainly violating national security regulations, which I think have the force of law.
He was on Fox and Friends. The body of a man who stole and crashed a plane in Washington State's been recovered. So has the flight data recorder.
Russell said in a recorded flight deck exchange that he would try stunts before he would call it a night. Officials want to know if he ever had flight lessons or used a simulator. They also are seeking answers on how an unauthorized takeoff could happen.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Carl is offering free screenings for atrial fibrillation on Tuesday. They'll use cardiomobile devices. The News Gazette says cardiomobile is a mobile EKG that takes about a minute. The stroke program coordinator for Carl said the risk of stroke is up to 5 times higher for those with atrial fibrillation. Traffic on I-57 northbound was stopped for about a half hour on Saturday because of a rollover accident. This was near milepost 227. A tire blew out in a Ford Excursion, and the driver lost control of the vehicle. A new Illinois law will let high school students take an unlimited number of dual credit courses, so they'll earn high school and college credits. The General Assembly approved the measure in May. Governor Bruce Rauner signed the legislation on Friday. The law bans school boards from setting limits on the number of dual credit classes students may enroll in or the number of credits they can earn. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Rumpf. Limited time offer, single item at regular price.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Essentially up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s all week. By Tuesday night through Thursday, we've got a chance for showers. But by Friday afternoon and into the weekend, looking pretty good. Taste of champagne going on. Atwood.
That's
with
this
their,
weekend?
I know.
Wow.
The Apple Dumpling Festival in Atwood this coming weekend. And at Prairie Farm, you know. know, near Centennial Park.
Yeah, yeah.
They had their last day on Saturday.
Oh, is that closed already?
I know. What? That's what I was saying.
We took the kids out there a lot.
And, you know, with our international student and, you know, just Aiden loves animals. So we just had so much fun, especially with the goats. They're so friendly. And that little baby donkey.
Well, they've had some experience with people.
So. Yes, they have.
Yeah.
So right now the temperature is at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
And you can always text us 359-2255. We've got some great things at RadioRefunds.com. Mm-hmm. There's a few more Big Grove available.
That's right.
The price has moved from 30 to 15.
If you're thinking, I want to do something with the kids and enjoy this last week of summer,
yeah,
maybe Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl and Champagne.
$50 gift cards for $25. Mm-hmm. City Girl Yogurt, kids love that.
Yeah.
That's at 5 Points University in Cunningham, Urbana, $30 for 15. Steeple Coffee House downtown, just off the downtown square, Monticello, 10 for 5.
Monticello has their farmer's market on Thursday, so if you want to double dip on your trip to Monticello, that'd be good.
Or Paxton with Ben Grice and the wonderful Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House, $25 gift cards on sale for $12.50. Smoked Food Truck, 20 for 10. Pie's the Limit, a couple more of those left. Village at the Crossing Champagne, $10 gift cards for 6. And as you said, Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl, $50 for 25. All at RadioRefunds.com.
I know that we have our last Meadowbrook Prairie play as the place for Surreal Deal to play on the 15th Wednesday, 6:30 to 8. That concert series has gone like 12 to 15 weeks or something throughout the summer on Wednesday nights. They have 10 different bike organizations, and they're planning on having an evening bike ride about 9 miles around that area. So take note of that at Meadowbrook Park on Wednesday.
Okay, as I report to jury duty, I'm particularly fired up because of my advocacy for police and law enforcement. Elizabeth Warren said this. This is what Elizabeth Warren, who could very well be the next president of the United States if she theoretically got the Democratic nomination, the hard truth about our criminal justice system, it's racist. I mean from front to back. If I were to ponder that, I mean, how do you say that? It's racist front to back.
I don't.
Is this a serious presidential candidate? She said, she's talking about everybody in criminal justice is a racist. Now, the sad truth of it, there's a 3 or 4% of this country that totally believe that. Maybe 7%. And she's playing to that far left. Well, she is far left.
Mm-hmm.
But that is should be a disqualifier, far as I'm concerned. How can you be president of the United States if you think the justice system is racist? I mean from front to back. That's just disgusting. It just paints everybody with the same brush. It's wrong. And so if I'm questioned to be on a jury, I am totally an advocate of my criminal justice system. I'm totally an advocate of our system in general. I'm totally an advocate of the police and all their great work. I doubt if any defense systems team's going to be fired up about me because I love what they do and I appreciate what they do every day. Anyway, I'm happy to serve and do my civic duty. Okay, John Kelly, chief of staff, brought Omarosa into the Situation Room to fire her. And Omarosa Manigault, the Newman, whatever her three-person name thing is, she had questions, but listen to how it went. Now, she's secretly taping the chief of staff for the president of the United States in a secure room. How did she get this quality?
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Is the president aware of this?
Okay, is the president aware of this? Because obviously I'm his gal. There's no way he'd let this happen to me. Donald Trump made a mistake bringing her in, period. He was not qualified for that kind of work, obviously, with that kind of integrity. So John Kelly goes on.
Let's not go down the road. This is a non-negotiable discussion.
I don't want to negotiate. I've never had a chance to talk to you, General Kelly. Yeah, so if this is my departure, I'd like to have at least an opportunity to understand.
We can talk another time. This has to do with some pretty serious integrity violations. So I'll let it go with that. So the staff and everyone on the staff works for me, not the president.
So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. All right. So first of all, did she actually push her purse closer? You heard that little sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, would you please talk into my purse a little more?
Well, and, you know, what was wrong with that?
What was wrong with?
Her being let go and the things that were just said.
Well,
why
is
this tape a big deal?
Apparently,
it sounds like it's a typical firing.
She says he threatened her. Didn't sound like
I didn't hear that. Language.
Well, and plus, didn't she use, like, planes and things and ethical and integrity things?
That's
pretty
what's being claimed in this article I just pulled up after the Google, so.
Yeah. She apparently was, like, prima donna-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Why is an apprentice person in the White House anyway?
If I didn't have these recordings, no one in America would believe me, she says.
Believe you about what? That you got fired because you violated ethics? And then she's saying the president is absolutely a racist.
That's why she defends her decision to covertly record the White House conversations.
But isn't it illegal? I think there are all kinds of laws being broken.
Right.
The guy that taped the Planned Parenthood people about doing the atrocity of selling baby parts for a lot of money, nobody seemed to be outraged. Well, media wasn't outraged about the, you know, news. And the revelation Planned Parenthood have been caught doing that on video. They got this guy in trouble because he taped him. What about this? You can't tape somebody if they don't know you're being taped.
National Security Council Representative Ned Price from the Obama administration. I've never heard of a more serious breach of protocol. Not only is it not typical, it's something that is unprecedented.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
There's a sign outside the room making it clear that electronic devices are prohibited.
Well, not for her, and she apparently got the general to speak right into her purse or lapel or wherever she had it.
No one is checking staffers for devices at the door,
well,
though.
Well, at that point, you're already through security.
Right.
Could it just be as simple as her phone? It looked like they were so close, though. If you put an iPhone record and I'm 4 feet away, it'll sound like it. Anyway, crazy stuff. All right, text in if you like, 359-2255, 359-2255. We'll check your sports next, 842.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bowl & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Bowl & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. The softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off at bowlandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information. And put us to work for you today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
St. Louis Cardinals get their fifth straight win over the Kansas City Royals. That final was 8-2. Yadier Molina had a double and two runs in that win over the Royals. Luke Weaver, I guess, cut his finger, so Tyson Ross got the tap.
Yep.
And did a pretty good job.
Did fine. Bumpy start, but really good six innings of work for Tyson Ross. The throwaway from San Diego started, came through, got the win for the St. Louis Cardinals. Big one, win five in a row.
And with Atlanta beating Milwaukee, Cubs are a solid three games up right now with their 4-3 win over the Washington Nationals. That's who the St. Louis Cardinals will take on today. Cubs will have the day off. Cubs and Cubs fans all talking about the big hit of David Bodie.
Unbelievable. You got an error. You got a guy hit by a pitch. You got another guy hit by a pitch. Base is loaded. And they bring in David Bodie, who'd been sitting on the bench all night. Pinch hitting.
2-2 on David Bodie.
With two out.
Through. And the pitch on the way. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ball game. Can you believe it?
The ball was down. It was kind of a low ball, probably a little low, and he just went down and got it, and as soon as he hit it, he flipped the bat. The catcher for the Nationals turned around and walked away, and everybody knew it was gone.
Oh, boy. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox, 9-7. They'll be in Detroit to take on the Detroit Tigers. Kevin Harvick wins in racing. In golf, it was all about Brooks Koepka in St. Louis. He's 28. Former Illini Thomas Peters finished in the top dozen or so.
Well, Thomas won $334,000.
Wow.
But it would have been $700,000. One bad swing.
Shoot.
He took a 7 on the par 5 where everybody was making birdie.
Uh-huh.
That was 2 or 3 shots. But he was right there. He was 12 under. He was going to make a bunch of money and be in the top 3 or 4. And then it just had a couple of on the par 5, 17.
Oh, that would really bother me.
He had a 7 on a 5, and he was coasting. And he just made a bad swing on that, and I believe went in the water, and then took double bogey. But, you know, a fantastic tournament for Thomas. $334,000 paycheck. Not bad. I mean, Tiger gets second. Not that the money matters anymore to him. But second place in this tournament was $1.1 million. First place is $2 million. It's just a big purse for that
right,
one. PGA
right.
Championship, Brooks Koepka, but with the buzz was about Tiger Woods doing what he hasn't done in years, and it was fun to see.
Also trending, Big Ten football. Our Illini football team, 9-11 on the campus rec fields today, but the University of Maryland, Jordan McNair, sad story about the 19-year-old player dying after a heat stroke in May and then dying within a few weeks, that his parents are calling for the resignation of DJ Durkin, the coach, on that. And it looks like former Illini or Ohio State assistant Zach Smith expects to meet with investigators within the next week to talk about those allegations of abuse.
Nothing will happen to Urban Meyer, and I don't know if it should, but he's 73-8. Nothing will happen to Urban Meyer. That's my prediction.
Okay.
848.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Disagreements, so we have them. That's because we're not alike. We're born unique, and others are not exact copies of us. But how we behave when we disagree determines our happiness and harmony. In any relationship, whether in marriage, with our friends, at work, anywhere else, apologizing or giving in does not always mean we're wrong and the other person is right. It means we value our relationship more than we value our ego. It takes a strong and confident person to let go of pride and ego. Relationships are everything. We should protect our relationships more than we protect our ego. So this week, try that with your spouse. Apologizing or giving in does not always mean we're wrong and they are right. It means we value our relationship more than we value our ego. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. Once again this year, I'm hosting John Maxwell's Live to Lead a Die Hotel. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW W of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Wow, what a great turnout at Game Day Spirits' epic clearance event. There were tables wall-to-wall with clearance items for men, women, and youth. If you didn't make it out, you sure missed an amazing selection. You can still shop great deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and stock up for back-to-school and tailgating season. There's all new Nike apparel being added daily, and you can get a clear bag that complies with the new clear bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard at the first game. Be ready with your clear bag and cheer on the Illini from the stands. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Meat. Meat good. Me like meat. Bacon. Brats. Me, caveman, eat meat. Fresh steak. More bacon. Me like bacon. Me like meat. Me like the U of I meat sales room.
4 out of 5 cavemen agree. When it's time for more meat, it's the U of I meat sales room. Fresh meat, sausage, brats, bacon, and more. The U of I meat sales room on South Maryland in Urbana. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Meat.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, 851, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, winding up the program. Jeremy Warner Show coming up, Illinois football practice 9 to 11. As we get ready, I mean, it's... Everything is now gliding quicker than it was a week ago because there are people coming back into the campus town this week.
And it seems like it's a nice trickle. I know it feels like a late start with the U of I starting on August 27th, but like the dump and run is going on. I was just looking
What's dump and run?
U of I, University YMCA is in charge of it, but you essentially drop off old furniture and things that are in pretty good condition at the Stock Pavilion on Pennsylvania.
When do you do that?
Throughout the week this week.
Pennsylvania open? Because they had that closed over there near 4th and Pennsylvania has been shut.
Right.
So how would you have to come in from Lincoln?
Okay.
First townies that know how to
maybe
drive around here?
Poke around on that.
Yeah, because they have to open stuff, don't they?
But sure.
Because it's going to be
some path somewhere.
Because I think it's going to be really hard because you can't, first of all, you can't shut.
Right.
I'm positive Pennsylvania will be open. But maybe not. But you just have to check.
But essentially 9 to 3, you're dropping off, you know, gently used furniture items and things like that. And they've got a $3 fee for out-of-towners or whatever, but it's essentially free for some of the international students especially to get some furniture items that they could use again.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then that starts the 25th and 26th when people are coming in and moving in and they need some furniture pieces, they go to the Stock Pavilion.
And how do people, if you're from Beijing, how do you transport the recliner?
I know.
Oh.
Well, that's what they're helping on this University YMCA dump and run.
They have like 45,000 students on this campus, counting everybody.
Uh-huh.
Got like, what, 22,000 employees?
Well, that's why they're making so much good coin on these high-end apartments that are furnished.
Yeah.
And boy, that stuff looks good with my daughter Gabby. By the way, got a 40-minute call on her on Saturday night.
And she's about done.
I know it. One more week.
Ooh, how's she
Fort
feel about
Polk,
that?
Fort Polk, Louisiana, and wow, that was really trying experience for her, but she made it through okay.
Good
and more responsibilities and leadership skills. She had a little bit more upbeat tone.
Oh, good.
As she checked in.
So they recognized her talent as a leader. That's really very nice.
So a good time at the Blues Fest at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. Good job to the Prairie Crossroads organization that put that all together. And St. Joe Community Fair was another stop for us this weekend. We really popped around and had fun, and I was glad to not have so many responsibilities that I could just kind of enjoy.
Well, good for you. And you went down the slide for the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
I did.
They had a big weekend, I know.
Uh-huh.
You got your duck cap.
50 local celebrities and kids from Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club as they celebrate 50 years.
And you thought the slide was, in fact, still fast.
Yes.
Okay.
And I went down with a second grader who was in the other slide, so we kind of raced, but that was to try to take away her attention and
good
fear.
Good for you. Yeah, well, good for you and support. All right, we'll come back and do this tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Let you know how today goes.
Yes, with jury duty. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I'm proud to serve if needed.
All right.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up. All kinds of content that you need. An exciting Cub win. Cardinals have won 5 straight. Cubs are off today. Cardinals tonight on ESPN 93.5. You're home for the Cardinals. US 105.9, you're home for the Cubs. And Tan Karp this afternoon as well. Be listening from 4 to 6. Thank you for listening today on Monday, August 13. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday.
I wanted to breathe.